opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
About to commence.
And you're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding, Carl and Linda Bott on vacation. This morning's guest host, Trish Clark.
Good morning, North State. It's great to be here and host the show for Carl and Linda today. This is Trish Clark, retired Shasta County Supervisor, sitting in this morning. We've got a great lineup of some people coming in. We have somebody from MD Imaging coming in a little later. I also have scheduled Councilwoman Norma Komnik from the City of Anderson, who's going to be joining me around 7:30. And then the new city manager in the City of Anderson, Jeff Kaiser, is going to be joining us at 8 o'clock, and we're going to talk about what's going on in the southern part of this county today. First off, before we get into that and before we get into the guests, we have an election coming up, and a lot of people that I've been talking to in the community are interested in how I feel about some of those races, and you may not be, but I thought I'd take the opportunity this morning to kind of just let you know how I stand on a couple other races and who I'm supporting and why. I think that I will remind you, I'm real partial to the idea that we make the biggest difference at the local level when we vote in our elections, and we do have an election coming up the first part of June that has some city council, board of supervisor seats. We have assembly representatives. We have all kinds of people out there, and it's so important that you get out and vote on these local issues and vote on the local measures that are before us. We've got Josh Wiley on the line from Wells Fargo right now. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, well, good morning. Market futures paired back in earlier advance after receiving readings on manufacturing and employment. The weekly initial jobless claim reports was in line with expectations, with 370,000 filings for the first time unemployment benefits. Currently, the Dow's down 4 points at 12,491, while the Nasdaq's down 7 at 2,843, and the S&P 500 is up 1 at 1,319. Oil's up $1.07 at $90.97 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury's yielding 2.84%. Gold's up $26 this morning at $1,574, while silver is up 89 cents at $28.41 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, J.P. Morgan's down 2 dimes at $34.07, Citigroup's down a quarter at $26.91, while Facebook's up $1.15 at $33.17. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Josh. Taking a quick look at the North State weather, we're going to see a mostly sunny day, a high near 73. A little bit of relief. Going to have some winds gusting up to 18 miles an hour tonight. Chance of showers mainly late in the evening, mostly cloudy, a low around 51. Great sleeping weather. A little bit of rain here and there. And then for your Friday, 50% chance of rain, looking great. Going into your weekend, currently 58 degrees in Reading, and it is, as always, this weather report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And, Trish, we're going to go ahead and take our first break, if you don't mind, then I'm going to turn you loose right after we pay the bills.
Okay, very good. We'll see you around the break.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I am committed to actively protecting our renewable resources, mining, agriculture, logging, and ranching. It's time the county starts working for the people, not against. It's time for a change. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, 2012.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank, flashlight, and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Friday through Monday, it's the big Crown Motors Memorial Day Sell-a-thon at the Reading Convention Center. Save on hundreds of new and quality pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Hundreds of vehicles priced to sell, many of them still with their factory warranty. Bankers on site ready to finance. Incredible trade-in value. This is the car and truck savings event you can't miss. The big Crown Motors Memorial Day Sell-a-thon at the Reading Convention Center. Friday through Monday.
In this election, we can vote for more jobs, better public safety, and planning the right way. We can do this by voting yes on Measure A. Measure A will allow a new retail center at Knighton Road and I-5 to go forward. This project has been publicly and thoughtfully planned for years and will bring dramatic safety and traffic improvements to the area. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce supports Measure A because the retail business is still strong in Shasta County, and the project will create 1,600 jobs from managerial to entry level. Let's remember, with unemployment still over 14% in Shasta County, there are thousands of local residents who just want to get back to work. Measure A will also generate new revenue for our sheriff's deputies and local schools. Join the Shasta Deputy Sheriff's Association and the Reading Record Searchlight. Vote yes on Measure A. It's about doing things the right way. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Jobs. Yes on Measure A. Build Knighton Retail Center. Sponsored and major funding by Hawkins Companies.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Okay, and welcome back. I'm Trish Clark, sitting in this morning for Carl and Linda Vaught. We have a busy morning lined up for you, but before we get into the start of our guests, I'm going to take just a few minutes to talk a little bit about the local election that we've got coming up. And, of course, we've got some seats for the Senate and the Assembly race, and I'm just going to give you my favorites for those two. In the Senate race, we have a local, Les Baugh, who's running against Mr. Ted Gaines. And, you know, I think it's kind of confusing in some of these races. We've got people we're not familiar with, and the districts have changed a little bit, so I know there's a lot of confusion among people. I kind of have to tell you that I was absolutely appalled that the editorial at the Record Searchlight came out in support of Mr. Baugh. Not that I've ever much agreed with the editorials that the Record Searchlight does anyway, but that was kind of over the top. I've met with Mr. Gaines, did some research on him, and I will be supporting him in that Senate race. And the Assembly race, speaking of editorials, boy, what have they got against Rick Bozzetti? They didn't like his ad. What does that have to do with whether he's going to be a good assemblyman or not? Certainly, I think we're lucky there because we do have two really good candidates. Rick Bozzetti, I also know Brian Dolly from Susanville. Nice guy, served with him on some committees when I was on the Board of Supervisors. I will be supporting Rick Bozzetti in that race, however. Then we get to Measure A and Measure B in Shasta County. Wow, you know, there has been so much misinformation about the impacts of Measure A and Measure B on this community, specifically Measure B, I guess. But let's talk about Measure A first. I just have to say that the same group of people that are opposed to that project were also opposed to Knauf. They were also opposed to the auto mall, most of the asphalt plants, the truck stop, the nursery that wanted to go down there a few years back. They pretty much have shown up a lot of the same faces in practically every project that came before Shasta County Board of Supervisors all the time I served. And it's kind of a group in my mind, and this is just, again, my opinion, of people who have got theirs and really don't want anybody else coming in here and getting anything. I think that we have to be realistic about the fact that that interchange needs to be updated and it needs some improvements. And in order for the airport area, for Stillwater, for those places out there to ever get any occupants in them, somebody's got to fix that interchange. For me, I'd rather have a private entrepreneur, a company like Hawkins, come in, spend their money improving that interchange as opposed to what's happening on Oasis, where that's government money. That's money out of your pocket and my pocket. And I'd prefer to have the private entrepreneur do that. So I'll be supporting, and a big yes on Measure A, to support the decision that was made by the Shasta County Board of Supervisors after much research to put that thing in. Measure B makes me want to ask the question, where in the world am I living now? Why can we, or where did we get the idea that private property rights have so little importance in our lives anymore, that we can decide for 4,000 acres of land that in order for anybody to go beyond the rules that are set down for general plan amendments and zone changes, and in order for, let's just say, somebody who owns 200 acres of land to leave it to four of their children in four separate parcels, they now have to get a vote of every citizen in Shasta County to put that in their will and make it happen? That's just wrong. We shouldn't have these layers of bureaucracy, and certainly not put upon us by our own citizens. I'm not even sure about the legality in my own mind of that proposition, or whether it would stand the test of a court trial. I don't think it would, but I also don't think that the citizens of Shasta County, and certainly not one individual, should have to try it on and take it with their own money to court. So I would enthusiastically ask you, pick up a copy of Shasta Voices. Go online under Shasta Voices. Look at the editorial they've written about this project in their upcoming newsletter for the month. And please think it through and vote no, absolutely no on Measure B. It's not about farmland. We're talking, but the Knighton Road Retail Center is talking about a little bitty corner in the middle of the farmland. It's been fallow for years. It has not grown anything. It is not what may be farmland in somebody's wildest imagination, but it hasn't been farmed in a long, long time. That's what we're talking about for the retail center. Measure B takes all of the property from Bonneview all the way to the city of Anderson, Sacramento River down there, and both sides of the freeway, and says you can't do anything to it for 26 years other than that what's already allowed in the general plan. It's just plain wrong. And I certainly know that there are other people out there who have different opinions. I have the opportunity this morning to give you my opinion, and I'm delighted to do that. A lot of people have been asking me about it. And a lot of people really didn't understand. What I'm finding is that there were that many, 700-plus property owners are impacted by this proposition, Measure A, Measure B. Private property owners, a lot of which, until Shasta Voices mailed them a letter stating, hey, this is the deal. This is your property that we're voting on. Are you aware of that? And I will tell you that we got responses from those. And most of the people, or a lot of the people, did not know that they were being impacted by it. Moore's Flour Mill, I've talked with Bob Moore about that project for years, and I think it'd be a delightful thing for Shasta County to have a mill there, a working mill producing his products. We all love Moore's Flour Mill here in Redding. It's been around for years. And here he is going to hopefully build this wonderful project out there. He would not, regardless of what the appliance salesman says, oh yeah, he can. I think the people at the planning department know more about it than the guy who says, yeah, they can go ahead and build that under the existing rules. People at the planning department say, no, he can't. And Mr. Moore is convinced that he can't. So I think it's important to take that into consideration. We're not talking about preserving farmland here. We're talking about just taking a bunch of people's private property rights away from them. And I just really encourage you to vote no on Measure B and yes on Measure A. I think we're about ready to take a break now, are we not, Bob? Okay, and so we're going to take a break, and then we're going to welcome some representatives from MD Imaging into the studio.
And you're listening to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
In a white room with black curtains, near the station. Black room country, no gold payments.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Are you fed up, like I am, with a government that keeps spending and spending with no end in sight? I am fighting to stop the high-speed rail boondoggle that will cost taxpayers $100 billion or more. We can't afford a train to nowhere at a time when rural fire protection is being cut and prison inmates are being released early because the state is out of money. That's just common sense. Something is really lacking, especially in Washington. One of the reasons I decided to run for office is because the government has its priorities all wrong. Instead of saddling future generations with trillions in debt to take over our choices with things like Obamacare, they should be cutting waste and installing our priorities for jobs and our families. With your support, I will go to Washington and bring with me a big dose of North State common sense. This is Doug LaMalfa. Thanks for listening.
Join the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the National Tax Limitation Committee in electing Doug LaMalfa on June 5th. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Jeff Skaggs with Northern California Notary Services. How long have you known Barb White and been bringing your vehicles to CARS?
Since I started my business, Northern Business Associates.
Since 2006, you bring your cars in for what kind of services?
You know, I bring my car in for everything. In my business, I have to have my car or I don't have a business. I like the fact that I can bring my car in, have the concierge service, so I can drop my car off and get a ride back to my office, and I don't have to worry about it. The biggest thing is trust. I know that they're going to take care of it.
That's great. Thank you. And what would you say is the hallmark of CARS?
It's the trust in the service. I can take my car in. They'll call me, let me know what needs to be done. They'll take care of it and get it back to me that day.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends?
I always refer people to CARS. It's a matter of just somebody that I trust to take care of my vehicle.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
This is retired Assemblyman Stan Statham. For over 18 years, I fought for the great North State against many threats, including state money grabs and LA's liberal influence over our legislature. I even authored a measure to separate the North State from Southern California so we could create our own independent state. We need an independent, conservative North State leader to fight for us, and that's why I'm supporting Rick Bassetti for Assembly. Rick will never support higher taxes, and he will bring new jobs to the North State, and most importantly, he stood up already against special interests by authoring sweeping pension reform for the city of Redding. He'll do the same in Sacramento. Join me, along with Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, former State Senator Maurice Johannesson, the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, the National Tax Limitation Committee, and hundreds of local small business owners, and vote Rick Bassetti on June 5th. So much is at risk.
I'm Rick Bassetti, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bassetti for Assembly 2012.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Well, the time is 7:23. This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop Drive at 2143 Hilltop. They've got some great coffees in the store, Italian Roast, Portland Blend, and their coffee special for the month is always a great treat, and lots of good stuff going on there at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio. Now back to our guest host, Trish Clark.
And good morning. This is Trish Clark, and I'm joined in the studio now after spouting off and stirring up the line a little bit with people who disagree with my opinions, but gosh, isn't that wonderful? What's wonderful about this United States? We can all agree to disagree and have opinions about things, and I'm the guest host today, and I just can't be wrong on these subjects, for heaven's sakes, because I've got control of the microphone. So I welcome, good morning, Vicki, and good morning, Rebecca, I'm glad to have you here, and they're from MD Imaging.
Good morning.
So tell, MD Imaging is an institute in this community. Certainly, I've been there many, many times, mm-hmm. and I always like the smiley faces when I go in there, and everybody is, boy, I'm in and out, and I always like that really well. You guys do a good job. So, Rebecca, tell me about how'd you get involved with MD Imaging, and how long have you been there?
I have been there for 12 years. My experience actually goes back to 1994 as a patient. I went in for an ultrasound, went in pretty nervous. They were looking for some things that might not be going well. So all the women will understand. You go in with a full bladder, your nerves are kind of, upset. And the atmosphere, Vicki, we were talking about this before we came in, the atmosphere walking in is a genuine care. Mm-hmm. When I walked out, and I'd been home, I had two children, pregnant with my third, walked out the door and said, if or when I go back to work, I want to work there. I really want to work there. So 2000 comes along, and I'm going back. My youngest was going into kindergarten, and I called up a placement agency, and they happened to have an interview the next day at MD Imaging. And that's how I got in the door, and I'm extremely thankful to be there.
Yeah, that's good. How about you, Vicki?
I've been there 19 years now and counting. Mm-hmm. It's been such a privilege and rewarding experience all these years. I started working there prior to the job I was at, relocated to Nebraska. So, of course, I lost my job, went back to school, took some classes, and one of my first interviews was with MD Imaging. And like Rebecca said, the minute the doors opened, mm-hmm. it was like I was home.
Yeah, that's true.
I felt so good. It was extremely caring and just a warm feeling. I went home. I told my husband, I want to work at that place.
We didn't compare notes.
No, it is the truth. And got a call, second call that evening, come back for a second interview, went in, and the rest is history 19 years later. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Isn't that great? And you're at your your feelings about working there mm-hmm. are certainly put across to the patients as you come through. Because I've been in there many times with my husband in the past, mm-hmm. prior to the time he passed away, for all kinds of different tests. And of course, we all have to do the dreaded mammogram every couple of years and all those other things. And each one of the departments, I know I always marvel by the fact that I don't get kept waiting. Mm-hmm. The people who are interviewing me, I always seem to really care about what I'm saying, and I've got a smile on their face. And I think mm-hmm. if more businesses could get through their head how important that personal service is, boy, you can do a lot of things to a person if you just smile at them.
That's true.
And get their confidence built up. So I think that's important. Tell me about some of the experiences you have. You deal with all kinds of people in all kinds of situations. So I'm sure one of you has a funny experience to relate to me.
Well, Rebecca, you want to start?
Well, I had two of the funniest experiences come to mind. One was a couple of years back when Carrie Underwood was kind of the star at American Idol, and had a caller that called in and asked if I could help her reserve some Carrie Underwood tickets in our area, and she said she was a frequent patient, so could we please, help her get some tickets to Carrie Underwood. The other one that really made me laugh was a patient that called in and asked if I knew directions to Payless Shoe Source, and I said, are you aware that you've reached MD Imaging? And she said, well, I know that, but she said, I need to know how to get there because I think their BOGO, their buy one, get one free offer, is still going. And you're the only number that I have programmed in my speed dial in my phone.
How funny.
I was like, well, cool. We made it to the speed dial. And I said, yeah, actually, I think I saw a commercial and the BOGO's going, so you're good.
Oh, that's funny. Okay. How about you, Vicki?
Well, one of my passions there at MD Imaging are working with the elderly. I love them. They are funny, and we don't laugh at them. We laugh with them because we're all going to be there one day. But I can always remember that one day an elderly man came in. He looked like he was kind of afraid and didn't really know what was going on with us. And we talked for a moment. Then I asked him his name and what we might be doing for him today, and he said he was there for an autopsy.
that's a great place to take a break. And we will, and we'll be right back.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media. Fox Business Report is next.
From the Fox Business Network, the markets are searching for direction in early trading. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is just about flat. But oil is moving higher today after dropping below $90 a barrel in trading yesterday. Crude prices had fallen on easing concerns about supply disruption. Investors are hopeful a deal can be made between Iran and the United Nations nuclear watchdog, the International Atomic Energy Agency. And speaking of investors, they're singing Pandora's praises after the online music service posted a narrower-than-expected 9-cent loss for its first quarter. Revenue also topped forecasts at nearly $81 million. And are the New York Yankees up for sale? Not according to Hal Steinbrenner. Steinbrenner is denying a report that he and his family were considering a sale of the iconic team, calling it, quote, complete fiction. The New York Daily News reported Steinbrenner was exploring the possibility after the recent sale of the Los Angeles Dodgers for more than $2 billion. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Business phone systems don't have to be expensive or hard to install and maintain.
Cudatel is an easy-to-use, next-generation VoIP phone system that enables seamless, high-definition voice and video communication.
It's time to fire the phone guy.
Because Cudatel can be deployed by your in-house or outsourced IT staff. Starting at just $1,399 with no per-user or per-feature fees, Cudatel by Barracuda Networks is powerful and affordable. Visit Cudatel.com for a free evaluation.
That's Cudatel.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Moore. My family and I have run Moore's Flour Mill in Reading for nearly 40 years. We also have a 75-acre grain farm in Churn Creek Bottom, and it's been my dream to restore an old grist mill on the site and to grow a variety of crops to be processed and sold at the farm. Unfortunately, none of this will be possible if Measure B passes. So I'm here to ask you to please vote no on Measure B. And remember, Measure B has nothing to do with the shopping mall. Support real agriculture. Vote no on Measure B.
Paid for by Moore's Flour Mill.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Friday through Monday, it's the big Crown Motors Memorial Day Sell-a-thon at the Reading Convention Center. Save on hundreds of new and quality pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Hundreds of vehicles priced to sell, many of them still with their factory warranty. Bankers on site ready to finance. Incredible trade-in value. This is the car and truck savings event you can't miss. The big Crown Motors Memorial Day Sell-a-thon at the Reading Convention Center. Friday through Monday.
Kent's Meats and Grocery, home of locally grown natural choice beef from Prather Ranch, quality fresh produce, seafood, grocery, liquor, beverage specials, and fresh homemade deli items from Kathy's Deli. At Kent's, they cure and smoke their own ham, bacon, and regular smoked or teriyaki style beef jerky. New at Kent's Meats, an all new line of natural choice Prather Ranch beef, including lean, tender New York style pastrami, jerky, and a large selection of snack sticks. Plus, Lotto Secco organic local pork, including chops, roasts, sausage, bacon, and bone-in hams, cured and smoked right here at Kent's. From Kathy's Deli case, choose from deli sandwiches, salads, and side dishes, all made fresh daily. How about a fresh take-and-bake pizza or party tray? Kent's is your small-town grocery store with friendly staff, organic and farm-fresh produce, USDA choice meats, spirits, and libations, gas, diesel, and propane, fuel for you and your vehicle all in one stop. And don't forget the all-day Friday barbecue featuring tri-tip, ribs, and chicken, and all the fixings for a quick, easy meal on the go. Kent's Meats and Grocery in Kathy's Deli, locally owned, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport on Airport Road next to Wintour Gardens.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by our good friends at Crown Motors, 555 Cypress Avenue in Reading, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership serving Reading and the surrounding areas. Pride in the vehicles they sell and great customer satisfaction. Crown Motors, 555 Cypress Avenue, Reading, a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio. And now back to our guest host, Trish Clark.
And good morning. This is Trish Clark, and I'm joined in the studio right now, but with Rebecca and Vicky from MD Imaging, and we've been talking just about the company and their involvement in it and how long they've been here. And we're going to talk now a little bit about one of the great events coming up that this community does, and that's the Relay for Life and MD Imaging's involvement in that. Vicky, can you tell us a little bit about how you guys get involved in that program?
Well, Relay for Life, once again, is upon us, and that will be June the 9th and 10th out at Shasta College. And this is our 15th year, and each year it seems to be growing in leaps and bounds, and so does our support, because not only that support within our community, but cancer has also hit home in the imaging family. So it's very, very important to us. Each year, each department in MD Imaging makes up baskets, and they are raffled off. Tickets are $1 a piece or 6 for $5, and we raffle those off and also take the baskets out to the relay so you can keep buying out there during the relay time. And all proceeds go to the American Cancer Society. And so far this year, we have already exceeded any other year before us.
Oh, that's great, and I understand they're great baskets. And they are. Anybody, even if at this point, if you're not going to be going to the Relay for Life, but you just wanted to stop by MD Imaging, you could go in the front door and you could look at the baskets and buy some tickets and make your contribution that way to the whole Relay for Life and have a chance of winning a great basket, because I bet they're great. You know, when employees, I think that we don't emphasize enough how important it is that the people from these organizations get involved in making this happen. And that's why these events are so good.
And the community, the involvement from our stores and various businesses that have contributed, it is phenomenal. They're great. Yep. The cause it pulls everybody together.
I know we just had our Relay for Life down in Anderson, down in that community, and we've only been doing that, I think this is our third year, a little separate thing, and they raised a lot of money for a really worthy cause, and I was involved originally with Connie Regnell when she first started this.
Uh-huh.
How many years ago has that been? Gosh, the Relay for Life, it seems like it's just been
an instant.
15
years.
15? Oh, wow. Now I'm dating myself. but I remember when Connie started it and probably other people, but I just remember that she was the chairman or what have you that year. And what a great opportunity to get involved for a very worthy cause. I think you're right. I think cancer touches each and every one of us in some way, and certainly in our lifetime we can hope that there's a cure for a whole lot of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So okay. So tell any final words about MD Imaging or the other involvements. Anything else you want our listening audience to know in the North State?
I think the one thing I really want people to know is it the care that you sense or the care that you hear people talking about. It really is genuine. There's just an atmosphere there that we want you to come in and feel better when you leave.
Well, and certainly, you know, everyone is going in the door with some kind of apprehension. When you're going to have to be tested for something, then there's that possibility out there that something is dramatically wrong.
That's right.
And so if you can just have that smile and that kind of encouragement during the process of being diagnosed and going further with whatever treatment you're going to have makes all the difference in the world.
We have a mission statement at MD Imaging, and I do believe that it's not just a space taken up on the wall, that we live and we breathe that statement every day, all of us, from the time the patients come in through the door until they leave. It's very important to us.
And the mission statement is?
It is MD Imaging is dedicated to providing the highest quality medical imaging service in a safe and caring environment.
And the safe and caring, and I think the caring, that says that it's so important. I know, the only thing, I will say one thing, in the wintertime, how does that front girl sit in that desk and not just freeze to death? But you were talking about you suffer
from... So it's wonderful
just
for
me. I just let out your secret.
It's wonderful for me, yes.
Because that door is open and closed, and a couple of times I've come in and tried to sit in that first little bench, and I don't last there very long because I sit there and it's way cold, so I get up and move around on the other side of the fish aquarium.
But. And maybe that's why I'm up there, because it doesn't affect me.
Well, good for you. It's a perfect fit, and that's great. Okay, so, well, I thank you guys for joining us
thank
this
you.
Morning and sharing with us about MD Imaging, one of the really good companies that are in our community. And we're blessed here in the Shasta County area with a lot of businesses that have been here for a long time and people who work there who really put a lot into our community. And so, any final words from either one of you?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
So
thanks so much for coming in, and I'll look forward. I'm going to stop by and buy some of those tickets.
Please,
maybe
please
I'll get
do.
Lucky and and win one of those baskets.
Great.
Okay. So we're going to be joined in the next little bit by Councilwoman Norma Comnick from the City of Anderson. Norma's been a fixture on the City Council down there for a long time, and as she's in her last term, she tells me maybe we can convince her to she ought to run again. But she's going to come in, and as you know, I kind of favor the South County. That's my area. I've lived in Anderson since 1977, so we're going to talk about Anderson for the next little while this morning, and we encourage anyone out there who's got comments that they'd like to make or topics they'd like to talk about to call 605-4567. I'd love to talk to you on the phone, and we'll see you after the break.
Hi, this is Bob Eubanks in the Newlywed Game, and I really hope to see you at America's greatest game shows.
Ever want to be a contestant on a game show? Head down to Wind River Casino and play our America's Greatest Game Show, Swipe to Win, for your chance to be a contestant live on stage with Bob Eubanks on Thursday, May 31st.
Here's how you could be part of the excitement.
May 3rd through May 30th, Swipe to Win, Play to Win, Stay to Win, plus play bingo, slots, table games, and poker for yet another chance to win show tickets. At America's Greatest Game Shows, everyone wins. But you have to play at Wind River Casino to be a part of our live audience. Over $20,000 in guaranteed cash and prizes, plus your chance at $100,000. All contestants are picked directly from our live audience. Over 50 winners each show on Thursday, May 31st at 6 p.m. and 9 p.m.
So keep earning those entries and win tickets to America's greatest game shows.
Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. For details on America's greatest game shows, log on to winriver.com. It's better on the river.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
And good morning. This is Trish Clark, and I'm standing in for Linda and Carl this morning, who are off on assignment for the week, and I am having a great time, as always, when I do this show. And I'm joined now in the studio with one of my favorite politicians, Norma Comnic, who is councilwoman from the city of Anderson.
Did Norma bring baked goods?
No.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Oh, see, your reputation. You established a pattern, and then you fell down on the job.
I did.
Good morning, Norma.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Thank you.
You know, you've been on the council down there for how long?
16 years.
Boy, that's dedication. Are you going to run again?
No.
Well, that's pretty emphatic, isn't it? You know, I know that you and I are good friends, and so we've talked a lot about the joy. I mean, there's a lot of frustration with being an elected official.
Yes.
But there's also a lot of joy and a lot of feeling of actually making a difference. Things where you were able to get in and see a problem and solve it. Talk to me about some of that.
Well, you're right. There is a lot of times when you can help, and there's a lot of satisfaction sometimes when you see things that do go well. You know, 5 years we fought for the Walmart store in Anderson. And it's been a big boost for us sales tax-wise. Without them, we would have had probably more financial problems. Things are not good, you know, revenue-wise, they're not good right now. But we're doing our best. We just got, you know, the money for the roundabout that we've worked on for 20 years now. And it looks like it's going to be something that will be completed probably within the next year. And our city manager is going to join us at 8 o'clock, so he'll tell us more about that. But we've seen a lot of changes in Anderson.
Certainly, since I was the mayor of the city of Anderson in 1989. Mm-hmm. I think you got involved about 96.
96.
Yeah. So I look back and wow, there's been some changes. But I'm kind of proud of the fact, Norma, that the city of Anderson, while we certainly now have some financial problems, has never kind of spent over what they had coming in. We've planned well. We've accomplished good things. Our infrastructure is in
good.
Really good shape. Our roads are not falling apart. Our sewer plant's up to date. I mean, I'm a big flag waver for the city of Anderson.
I think you live there.
Well, I do, and I have since 1977. But I think that I have got to owe that to the people that have been in office all those years and for the last 20 years that you've been involved and people who cared.
Well, not only that, but we were very fortunate about 1997, 98. We got Scott Morgan as our city manager, and I was on the team that interviewed him. He was a lifesaver for Anderson because he was a conservative person. The city came first with him. And this is, right now we have a new city manager and we will have a new police chief at the end of next week. That's the fifth of each one of those since I've been on the council. So it's not like been there, done that type of thing. But I think we've done a good job picking the police chief. I was sat on the interview board there. And I think that we've done a good job there. We do have some problems in Anderson with we don't have the staff that we used to have because we've cut back. And one of the things at Anderson, we do not buy new cars, except for once in a while we buy new police cars. But even those, we've bought some used cars at the auction. But our people, the city manager has a car that he takes home. He's the only one unless you're on call. So we're conservative in that direction, too. And when you have your revenues cut, you have to cut somewhere. And so we have. We've cut back on a lot of things. And we are, you know, I mean, it's not as good as it was before. But you know something? We're still above water.
Well, and that's the important thing. I think another, before we get to the 8 o'clock hour and the city manager, another thing I'd like to talk about is a lot of people still do not understand in the city of Anderson that the fire department is not a part of the city.
Right.
were on that board, as was I, for many years before it became a totally independent board. So talk to us a little bit about how the Anderson Fire Protection District operates and how it's different than, let's say, the Reading Fire Department, which is part of the city.
Reading Fire Department is a city entity where the Anderson Fire Protection District is a district. It is not city financed. It's not city owned or anything. It is an independent agency. Although they do our fire protection, but their boundaries also go outside of Anderson. They go up to Verde Vale. They go out Balls Ferry Road toward Cottonwood. So their district does go outside of the city of Anderson. Now their revenue has been cut too, because there's just property taxes and I think that they're doing a good job with what they've got, but they're just like everybody else. They're cut back and they're a little more careful now. They are going to have their picnic. The volunteers do that. Their picnic is June 10th, is it?
It's coming up.
Anyhow, that came about when we used to have the Fireman's Ball, and the Fireman's Ball. The one year that I was there, we had some teenage kids that came, and they had been drinking, but they had tickets, and they came in. And then we, as the board, made the decision, well, this was not a good idea, so that's when we went to the family picnic thing in the park.
And I appreciate that. Let me tell you, for years they had the Fireman's Ball, and they had it the same weekend as pheasant hunting season.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought tickets every year, and I was in Willows every year. And so I was really glad when they changed it to the picnic. And so now I can go and be a part of the festivity and support the fire department.
Be fed. Yeah.
It's always a good thing.
Yeah, they have a good meal, and I think it's $10 this year. But they do have a good meal, and they do make some money for their this is their volunteers. That this does not go to the regular fire departments. The volunteers that do this.
The volunteers are an important part of that fire protection district, because they're what makes the difference between whether how many people are on an engine and what kind of a response you get.
It is, and these people, they dedicate their time, and that's when we appreciate that.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
In this election, we can vote for more jobs, better public safety, and planning the right way. We can do this by voting yes on Measure A. Measure A will allow a new retail center at Knighton Road and I-5 to go forward. This project has been publicly and thoughtfully planned for years and will bring dramatic safety and traffic improvements to the area. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce supports Measure A because the retail business is still strong in Shasta County, and the project will create 1,600 jobs from managerial to entry level. Let's remember, with unemployment still over 14% in Shasta County, there are thousands of local residents who just want to get back to work. Measure A will also generate new revenue for our sheriff's deputies and local schools. Join the Shasta Deputy Sheriff's Association and the Reading Record Searchlight. Vote yes on Measure A. It's about doing things the right way. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Jobs. Yes on Measure A. Build Knighton Retail Center. Sponsored and major funding by Hawkins Companies.
Behind every motorcycle is a story of the person who rides it. Why not let that be you? Reading Harley-Davidson is excited to announce that they are the first dealership in the North State to have the two newest 2012 motorcycles in the timeless Harley-Davidson lineup. Come in and see that all-new Softail Slim and the 72 XL 1200V model. And while you're there, meet the friendly, honest, and knowledgeable staff. Come in and see their 18,000-square-foot facility located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard at the north end of Reading, just off of I-5. And Reading Harley-Davidson is offering financing as low as 3.99% OAC. Get on your bike. Ride. Ride without a destination. As long as you have gas, you're never lost. Reading Harley-Davidson, located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. That's 241-7117. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you.
owned and operated by my wife Judy and I. We're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Friday through Monday, it's the big Crown Motors Memorial Day Sell-a-thon at the Redding Convention Center. Save on hundreds of new and quality pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Hundreds of vehicles priced to sell, many of them still with their factory warranty. Bankers on site ready to finance. Incredible trade-in value. This is the car and truck savings event you can't miss. The big Crown Motors Memorial Day Sell-a-thon at the Redding Convention Center. Friday through Monday.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Okay, we're back with Carl and Linda Bott. Only Carl and Linda Bott are on assignment, and this is Trish Clark. I kind of got caught by surprise here. I thought Bob was going to say something. So I didn't.
Oh, I thought about it, and I thought, let's get the show going and all that. Okay. I'll do these live reads.
We're just kind of winging it here this morning, and I have Norma Komnick from the city of Anderson in the studio with me, and we've been chatting off the air a little bit about, Anderson has really been blessed with a lot of really dedicated employees over the years, as we were talking about some past police chiefs and city managers, and I think it's important to give credit where credit is due, that these people have all made a big contribution to where the city is, and we're moving forward now. After our next break, we're going to welcome our new city manager, and he'll be telling us about the guy that's come in as a new police chief as well. So
yes, now lots of good things going on in Anderson. When our former city manager left, we told her, Jeff and I told her, that we were going to do three things that she couldn't take care of. So we have a new city manager, a new police chief, and the roundabout. We got the funding for that. So,
and you have a new store. You have a new store in Anderson that I'm just tickled to death about, because the Camper's World. I worked with those people way back trying to get that in the county, and finally they did apply after I was off the board, but they did apply and even had a space out there in the Knighton Road area for a spot. But I'm an RV person. I have a motorhome, and we RV people, we don't pass a Camper World. I mean, they're a fun, they're like a little candy store.
But it's Camping World.
Camping World.
Well, I was involved in this when Kenworth built that building, because I had worked for Kenworth for 15 years. So the city of Redding sent them a letter and said, you need to relocate in a more suitable place, you know. So he comes to me and says, what do you got in Anderson? If they don't want us in Redding, then we want to move. And in the process of all this building, then they decided, the president of the corporation was like 90 years old, and so they decided that they would sell the dealership. Well, we thought this was going to be a great thing, because Pape Cat, which was the big Caterpillar, they were going to buy the dealership and put this as their West Coast distributorship. It's on the beautiful building on about seven acres of ground, but next to it is another 7 acres of ground that's vacant there. So a couple of months ago, who is now president of this corporation for Kenworth, called me and he said, we're working on a deal, and I don't want you to say anything until it's a done deal. And I said, okay, that's fine with me. I don't have a problem with it. So this went on for 2 or 3 weeks, and one day he called me. It was at lunchtime, and he said, okay, it's a done deal now. It's Camping World, and you can say something. So it was a big deal for us. And of course, we told him, whatever the city can do to help you, we will do that. And so now they're open. They're going to have a grand opening, I think, next week. But it'll be an asset to Anderson, because it'll be sales tax.
Absolutely.
And the property tax, of course, was already there. But I think it's going to be a real good addition. They've got, about 30 employees, I think. So we've got some jobs, and we've got some sales tax.
Well, and we don't want to discount those jobs that we can get I hear comments, well, gosh, so maybe they're just retail jobs, or maybe they're just entry-level jobs, or but you know what? There's jobs, and there's those companies that come in like that, they all have managers. They have, this one has mechanics involved with it. As it grows, it's got sales, so there's all kinds of stuff there, and 30 more jobs in the community of Anderson is great. So, okay, we're going to wrap up now. We're going to cut for the news, and then we'll be back for the next hour and have the city manager from the city of Anderson and Councilwoman Norma Komnik.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Fearing millions of kids are getting a bad education, Mitt Romney says
the gap in the educational opportunity and achievement of people of color in this society, I believe, is the civil rights issue of our time.
So he's pushing school choice in Philadelphia this morning. The Republican also says President Obama's attacking capitalism, going after his business record. Now, the president says if Romney understands the economy so well...
I got to ask, why is he running around with the same bad ideas that brought our economy to collapse this last time out?
Now, later today in Iowa, the president will push alternative energy, urging Congress to approve tax credits for the wind industry. Wall Street has not liked Facebook too well so far. Now Congress is investigating. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
Congress taking a look at how the company's initial public offering was handled last week. The House Financial Services and Senate Banking Committees both questioning Facebook representatives, NASDAQ, and D.C. regulators about allegations that Morgan Stanley reportedly warned just select traders about Facebook concerns. A group of investors has sued. So far, no congressional hearings have been scheduled, Dave.
Jared, Facebook's stock is up about a nickel this morning, still down about 15% since going public last week. The Dow is slightly higher, up 17. Eitan Pates was the first missing child featured on a milk carton. Now 33 years after the six-year-old boy disappeared in New York City, a suspect implicates himself in the Pates case.
He was arrested in New Jersey yesterday, and while, again, in police custody, said something to the effect that rang some sort of red flag or set off some sort of alarm with detectives as they were interviewing him.
Antoine Lewis with Fox TV affiliate WNYW. An online auction of a vial of former President Reagan's dried blood has been canceled. Reagan's family and surgeon called it an invasion of privacy. The auction house halted the bidding that had reached $30,000. Fox News Radio, Baron Balanced.
Hi, this is Dave Lennox. Before rising temperatures take their toll on your budget, call Service Experts Heating and Air Conditioning about a Dave Lennox Signature Collection home comfort system. Estimates are always free. Call 866-EXPERTS or visit serviceexperts.com to repair or replace your heating and cooling system with a new energy-efficient Lennox system.
Visit serviceexperts.com/license for complete state and local license information.
Thinking of owning gold and silver? Should you trust the biggest dealer, the expert, the quote-unquote best deal, the paid celebrity? Get the facts. Stop paying high retail commissions. Do it right. Educate yourself before you buy. Call Goldworth. Discover what dealers don't want you to know. Request your guide free. 800-257-GOLD. 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 Or visit goldworth.com.
Pakistan is not backing down after sentencing the doctor who helped the U.S. try to find Osama bin Laden.
It was a terse reply from Pakistan's foreign ministry. Both countries should respect each other's legal systems and processes. That's how a spokesman responded to questions from Fox News about the outcry over the jailing of Dr. Shakil Afridi. Afridi had tried to get DNA samples from bin Laden's secret home in northern Pakistan for the CIA. He was given 33 years for high treason by a tribal court and was neither allowed a lawyer nor to defend himself. A presidential pardon is likely the only way he'll now be released. In Islamabad, Dominic Di Natale, Fox News Radio.
The drug that killed Michael Jackson could soon kill killers in Missouri.
The State Department of Corrections switching from a three-drug cocktail to propofol for lethal injections. Propofol has never been used for executions in the U.S., and critics worry the untested method could cause pain and suffering. States began looking for alternatives after a key ingredient in the lethal injection cocktail ran in short supply.
That's Fox News Radio Steve Rappaport. The jury in the John Edwards trial is deliberating a fifth day in a row, deciding if Edwards violated campaign finance laws to hide an affair 4 years ago. Kelly Clarkson, Fantasia, and David Cook, have some company.
Hold on to me as we go.
That's Philip Phillips, the 11th American Idol. Fox News Radio's Sabrina Sabah was at the finale, now live in Los Angeles.
His life is forever changed at just 21 years old.
Still haven't processed it all yet. It's just crazy, man, how far all of us have come.
16-year-old Jessica Sanchez already sounding like a pro after losing to Philip.
I think everybody's going to have a successful career, so I'm excited for everyone.
Philip Sanchez and the rest of the top idols will be heading out on tour this summer. And as always, we'll see several record deals in the near future. Dave?
Sabrina, mortgage rates for the 30-year hit a record low for a fourth straight week. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And good morning. This is Trish Clark, and I'm sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott, who are on assignment this week. And it's my turn in the barrel this morning, and I'm joined in the studio this hour with Councilwoman Norma Comnick from the City of Anderson and our new city manager in the City of Anderson, Jeff Keyser, who is new in the city managers but not new to the city. So good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I'm looking forward to finding out all your plans for the City of Anderson and where we're going from here.
Sounds good.
Too.
Well, good. So Norma and I spent a little time the last hour kind of talking about some new and great things that are happening in Anderson. Of course, we all know that the economy is not super good any place in the state of California right now, and Anderson certainly has its problems with it as well. And we're going to talk about that real quickly as soon as we go first to Josh Wiley from Wells Fargo.
Well, good morning. Stocks are a little changed as investors digest this morning's economic releases. Currently, the Dow's up 25 points at 12,521, while the NASDAQ is down 2 at 2,848, and the S&P 500 is up 3 at 1,321. Oil is up $1.55 at $91.45 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.85%. Gold's up $25.70 this morning at $1,574, while silver is up 88 cents at $28.40 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Cisco Systems is down 15 cents at $16.55. Bank of America is down a nickel at $7.14, while Ford is up 13 pennies at $10.53. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Josh. Listen for the Wells Fargo Market Minute every weekday morning at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on Free Fire Radio. It is brought to us by the Wells Fargo Advisors down on Park Marina Drive. Taking a quick look at the weather as we get ready to head into a break here. We're going to see mostly sunny skies, a high near 73, very spring-like weather, winds gusting up to 18 miles an hour. Conditions are drying out, so please be aware of the fire danger. Tonight, a 30% chance of showers will dampen things down. Not a whole lot of rain out of this system. It's going to sort of come and go. For your Friday, 50% chance of showers, then looking great as we head into the weekend. 62 degrees in Reading right now here at KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Our guest host, Trish Clark, will be right back after these messages on KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
This Memorial Day, honor those that have made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. This is Steve Jorgensen. Join us on Monday, May 28th, starting at 5:55 in the afternoon at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo. The program will focus on the significance, traditions, and history of why we as a nation observe Memorial Day each year. Be a part of this special event to honor our heroes at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo, Monday, May 28th, beginning at 5:55. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. LIMS Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Friday through Monday, it's the big Crown Motors Memorial Day Sell-a-thon at the Redding Convention Center. Save on hundreds of new and quality pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Hundreds of vehicles priced to sell, many of them still with their factory warranty. Bankers on site ready to finance. Incredible trade-in value. This is the car and truck savings event you can't miss. The big Crown Motors Memorial Day Sell-a-thon at the Redding Convention Center. Friday through Monday.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jazrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
And Casey, and our time is 8:11. This portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at R&B Sharpening on the Cutting Edge. They're down there in Anderson, and they've been in business for over 20 years. If it's got an edge, they can make it sharper. That's R&B Sharpening, 262-5886, a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio. Now back to our guest host, Trish Clark.
Good morning. This is Trish Clark, retired Shasta County Supervisor, and my guests this morning are City Manager Jeff Keiser from the City of Anderson and Councilwoman Norma Komnick. Jeff, you're new to this position. Tell us what your plans are.
Make Anderson thrive. represent our residents and our council for what they're trying to achieve, and I think Anderson has an exciting future right now.
Hey, Anderson's a lovely community. I've lived there since 77, and it was a great choice that we made when we moved to the North State.
You know, Anderson has a lot to offer, both commercially and residentially. We probably take advantage of the river more than most of the other communities with Anderson River Park, and with economic struggles right now, there's a ton of free venues down there for our population to use and enjoy, and we're very proud of our park. Going beyond that, I guess we should probably plug Mosquito Serenade. That's coming up next month, and we look forward to our evenings with Mosquito Serenade and our concerts in the park, and we certainly invite everyone down to that free venue to see good entertainment, family entertainment, and really the only rule is no glass and no dogs, and you have to smoke outside the venue. So,
and that's every Wednesday night at the Anderson River Park, and they have food, and you're right. It's, you can bring a picnic basket, and it's all by donation.
All by donation. Self-supporting program put on by the sponsors, and just a great family environment and a fun time. People come from all over the area annually to enjoy that event.
You know, one of the fun things that we had one year, this was before Jeff was in this position, but we had a country western star, and Ken Hartman was our Parks and Rec person, and he had a call from this lady in the Bay Area, and she wanted to know how could she get tickets, and he said, it's free, and she said, well, where do I send the money? So he had a tough time explaining to her, this is free. They showed up, there was five of these gals, and they put $50 in the coffer because they thought that was cheap.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, nothing's free. I mean, we all are attuned to there's got to be. So what do they charge? I mean, I have people I'll say, join me down at the Mosquito Serenade, and they'll go, okay, so where do I get tickets? And, okay, so what do I have to pay for parking? And it's like, okay, so what's the deal? How do they? I go, well, there'll be a guy come through the crowd, and he'll have a jar, and you put a donation in, and the businesses pay for the acts. We have sponsors from different businesses who put the acts on, but it's a great venue. We get wonderful entertainment.
Yeah, it really is a great venue, and it's a tribute to our community, though. The businesses are willing to step up and provide sponsorship, and then the people viewing the show, when the bucket comes around, they throw a few bucks in there, and that pays for the enjoyment for the summer, and we're very proud of that program. Getting back to your original question, though, what do I see in Anderson and what's going on? I think it's what we make it. I think the economy is down, so how do we deal with that? Everybody's general fund has issues right now. So we're tightening our belts. We've chose not to fill some positions. She mentioned Ken Hartman, Park and Rec Director. We've chose not to, what we call now the Community Services Manager. We'll leave that open. I'm asking managers to pick up more than one job. So, for example, the community services will fall under Development Services Director. So Kristen Mays will wear two hats there. I'm asking the Finance Director, Liz Cottrell, to also assist me as Assistant City Manager. So if I'm out of the office, there's somebody for council and citizens to go to, somebody in charge. Almost everybody's doing double duty. But those are the things we need to do to keep our budget in check, not draw down our general fund, and get through this time. We'll also be aggressively pursuing new business. I've heard you talk about Camping World prior to me coming on. You know, they opened up last week. They sold their first trailer last weekend. And really, they're just at a soft opening, training their employees and getting ready. But they expect to have a stock of 90 trailers on site. So that, in combination with B&B next door, kind of makes Anderson the North State one-stop shop for your camping needs.
And the important thing of that, Jeff, if I can jump in, is that you're not just pulling for those kind of businesses off the people who live in Shasta County. Excuse me, hay fever. But you're going to pull people from other counties, and you're going to pull people off of the freeway coming through that are going to shop and spend their money here in Shasta County.
You bet. We're looking to make Anderson a destination for those kind of services.
Isn't there next going south, isn't there next location like Rockland?
Mm-hmm. It is. And I think that's so important for people to realize, as we bring these businesses into these freeway locations, which those are gold mines. I mean, and when you can get that access off of the freeway somehow, that makes such a difference in getting dollars from other areas to dump into our community and not just depend on stealing business from one community to the other.
Well, exactly. And
competition is good, is my point.
Competition is good, and it takes it one step further now. To the east side of I-5, the Petrovich piece of property has sat vacant for a long time. He's a developer out of the Sacramento area, marketed it well. Since Camping World has opened up, we're getting other inquiries with complementary things to those businesses. The city's been proactive. We have utility services ready in that area. So we're ready to go as soon as the development is. And those are the important things we do as a city to help development, help our economic situation today.
Well, okay, we have a question come in from the chat room, and they want to know what you feel the impact of the Hawkins project at Knighton Road is going to be on the city of Anderson.
A Rotary visitor.
Here's my thoughts on that. Anderson's doing the right things. We have freeway frontage property with utilities ready to go. We're building a northbound off-ramp at Deschutes and I-5 to help our local citizens and business community develop their property. We're ready to go in the city of Anderson. What happens north of us happens north of us. It's about what Anderson does to help its business people and its developers develop in our town. And we're ready. So,
God, a capitalist, for heaven's sake.
Well, can I put in 2 cents, too? Just recently, our Jeff and I both belong to the Anderson Rotary Club, and we had someone from the Hawkins Group came and talked about their project and what they wanted to do. And as they finished, Jeff says, well, if this fails, you know, we have property in Anderson. So I don't have a problem with them building a business there. If they think they can make it, they want to put money in it, That's the chance they're taking. I don't know if they will do it right away or not. If they're going to do it, I'm going to guess it'll be probably a couple of years or maybe more. But they are a reputable group.
Well, and I think, you know, for me, is that the best project that's ever been proposed at that corner? Probably not.
No.
But it is a commercial corner. It's a freeway access. I'm just enough of a believer that these companies do their homework, they do their marketing, they invest money they're not going to put something where they don't think they can make money. And they're not about making money at the expense of everybody around them. The businesses that are going to that location, in my mind, and you can agree or disagree, are going to be businesses that are not already here. They're different businesses, and they'll bring a new market. And I just think that's how the capitalist system works.
Yeah, I think they expect to catch the freeway traffic with some of these things, too. But, you know, Hawkins has also put in this, what's the new sports store over here that
was the Sportsman's Warehouse.
Yeah, that's one of their projects, too, and that's several jobs and apparently is doing well from what I hear.
Well, they're filling up vacant space. You know, and I think a lot of people assume that there's a lot of space available. There's a lot of strip mall kind of stuff, but the big box kind of things, there's not that much available. Certainly, let's talk about the outlets. Everybody says, well, they'll strip the outlets. The outlets are what the outlets are, and if you look throughout the country, I think you'll recognize that the shopping outlet, it's kind of a thing of the past. Those are converting all through the United States to another use.
Yeah, I think we would agree with that. The outlets are a dated thing that's kind of changing or transitioning, and so that's part of what we're doing in Anderson. We noticed that, though. We only have a southbound off-ramp at that location, so adding the northbound off-ramp will allow the site decision from the northbound traveler. We have that gift coming through our town, and we need to take advantage of it. The other thing we're doing, we're working with EDC to help facilitate new business. And after break, if you want, we can talk about the Roseburg property.
Perfect. That's exactly. And we'll take a break now, and we'll come back on that high note.
And I've been waiting for this moment for all my life. Oh, Lord. Can you feel it coming in the air?
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3, proven leadership for Shasta County. I grew up here in Shasta County. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 30 years. I've been the lone conservative voice on Redding City Council, and I've served as Redding's mayor in 2010. One of the most important issues facing eastern Shasta County is the protection of our water rights. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with free pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Are you fed up, like I am, with a government that keeps spending and spending with no end in sight? I am fighting to stop the high-speed rail boondoggle that will cost taxpayers $100 billion or more. We can't afford a train to nowhere at a time when rural fire protection is being cut and prison inmates are being released early because the state is out of money. That's just common sense, something that is really lacking, especially in Washington. One of the reasons I decided to run for office is because the government has its priorities all wrong. Instead of saddling future generations with trillions in debt to take over our choices with things like Obamacare, they should be cutting waste and installing our priorities for jobs and our families. With your support, I will go to Washington and bring with me a big dose of North State common sense. This is Doug LaMalfa. Thanks for listening.
Join the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the National Tax Limitation Committee in electing Doug LaMalfa on June 5th. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They are in Anderson at 3251 East Street. Give them a call at 547-3943. You'll get great service from Shasta Gas Propane, and they are proud sponsors of Free Fire Radio. Now, back to our guest host, Trish Clark.
And good morning. And as we left before the last break, we were talking about EDC's involvement, and they get great accolades for some work that they did with a group of local people here yesterday with the business that they've been able to get out at the airport then and maintain in this community, IASCO. I think that was just a great I'd heard about that and was really anxious to see whether it was going to go through, and I just want to give my kudos to that group of local people who stepped forward and made that happen, because it's a great business. My husband was involved in that whole training center, and of course the airport as a pilot and what have you, with his job as the Forest Service person out there. So I think that's great. And EDC, I think this is, you were going to tell us some more about EDC and their involvement in South County.
Yeah, EDC has really become a good partner for the city of Anderson. We have Mark LaSalle leading the charge. Brad Frost is kind of the South County rep for them. And so we've had a couple meetings out on the old Roseburg property. And, you know, what better site is there for brownfield redevelopment? Roseburg, seeing that the city is stepping up with the off-ramp, has a renewed interest in their property. That's one of the few properties here in the North State that will have I-5 access, both north and south, has a rail spur, and is fairly close to the airport.
Well, perfect. And as I recall, prior to the time that I got off the Board of Supervisors, the city and the county have an agreement where there's not going to be this lockjaw, get into a fight immediately about which portions are in the city and which portions are in the county. We've already got an agreement on that's been agreed to that we're just going to make it happen.
Yeah, I think we have a very good relationship with the county. They're a good partner to us, and we certainly appreciate their help. You know, from a city side, we can provide services. The sewer trunk line runs right by their frontage. It's yet to be put in from the Vineyards development, but that's a condition of their development. So, you know, we have all that engineering done already. So we have things in place. There's also several water wells out there that the city could use in its system, you know, as long as they check clean, pass all the things they have to. But it's a win-win for both sides. But I think that's kind of what we need to be looking at. That's a perfect spot to bring industrial type jobs back to the area, good paying jobs, and then of course we have all the city services for those folks who need to work in that.
Exactly. You're absolutely right. It's a win-win situation. I think there, you know, we contend with the economy being the way it is to get down in the doldrums a little bit and look at the negatives. And I think I like your attitude about looking at the positive things. The economy will turn around, and it's nice to know that I'm a part of a city that's thinking aggressively and progressively about being ready for when that economy turns.
Well, I think it's even more than that. We can sit and wait, or we can help make things happen. And those that figure out how to get it done today are going to come out ahead. And I think that's what I've been hired by the council to do. That's what we hire staff to do. I think that's what our taxpayer wants us to do. So why don't we do that? And so I think the example that Norma talked about earlier with Camping World and how staff has helped them get up and running, a remodel from a Kenworth building to a Camping World requires a certain amount of things. We're here to help you, not tell you how you can't. And I think that's an important attitude that we display. If you come into our building, we recognize you're here to spend money in our community. And so how can we as staff help direct you in your endeavor?
Well, and I just have to tell you that is such an important, having spent 20 years as an elected official in this community, and I, not all staff is like that at all levels, and certainly planning departments can be a real bugaboo. You had a planner down in Anderson when I first got on the city council who I would have loved to have thrown through a plate glass window in any given day.
Well, I think I took care of that for you, Trish.
I think it's something they teach them in planning school. I'm not sure. But you're right. The answer is, how can we make this happen? Not, no, we can't make it happen, and not any flexibility in looking at the rules and regulations.
Well, the economy's never been worse in most of our lifetimes. But yet, we're figuring out how to build a northbound off-ramp using our partners of the county, the RTPA, and Caltrans to assist us. So we were able to go compete for CMIA funds, which is leftover funds from other allocated transportation projects in California. So either they bid low or were not unable to deliver their project. That's $6 million free dollars to the city of Anderson to help build that ramp. And bid packages go out today. We're advertising as of today, looking for construction to start later this summer. So it's achievable, and it's a matter of sitting down, brainstorming, and figuring out how do we get there, and using our partners to do that.
And having your ducks in a row, and I think another great example which benefited the city of Anderson was the bridge over the Sacramento River. You know, that was one of those things when Governor Brown... We need to take a break?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come right back with that conversation.
They're going to lead to a different result this time. Or he's hoping you won't remember what happened the last time.
This morning, Romney said his priority as president would be unemployment.
It's not just born by the adults. It's born by the next generation. And that's why, in my opinion, it's such an urgent priority to bring jobs back, to get this economy going again, to put people to work.
Romney at a charter school in Philadelphia. The State Department's annual report on human rights names names of countries it says are leading violators,
including in Iran, North Korea, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, Eritrea, Sudan, and Syria.
The State Department's Michael Posner. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Kent's Meats and Grocery, home of locally grown natural choice beef from Prather Ranch, quality fresh produce, seafood, grocery, liquor, beverage specials, and fresh homemade deli items from Kathy's Deli. At Kent's, they cure and smoke their own ham, bacon, and regular smoked or teriyaki-style beef jerky. New at Kent's Meats, an all-new line of natural choice Prather Ranch beef, including lean, tender New York-style pastrami, jerky, and a large selection of snack sticks. Plus, Lotto Seco organic local pork, including chops, roasts, sausage, bacon, and bone-in hams, cured and smoked right here at Kent's. From Kathy's Deli case, from deli sandwiches, salads, and side dishes, all made fresh daily. How about a fresh take-and-bake pizza or party tray? Kent's is your small-town grocery store with friendly staff, organic and farm-fresh produce, USDA choice meats, spirits, and libations, gas, diesel, and propane, fuel for you and your vehicle all in one stop. And don't forget the all-day Friday barbecue featuring tri-tip, ribs, and chicken, and all the fixings for a quick, easy meal on the go. Kent's Meats and Grocery in Kathy's Deli, locally owned, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport on Airport Road next to Wintour Gardens.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
It's the big Crown Motors Memorial Day Sell-a-thon at the Reading Convention Center. Save on hundreds of new and quality pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Hundreds of vehicles priced to sell. Many of them still with their factory warranty. Bankers on site ready to finance. Incredible trade-in value. This is the carnage
truck savings event you can't miss. The Big Proud Motors Memorial Day Celebration at the Reading Convention Center, Friday through Monday.
Hi, I'm Bob Moore. My family and I have run Moore's Flour Mill in Reading for nearly 40 years. We also have a 75-acre grain farm in Churn Creek Bottom, and it's been my dream to restore an old grist mill on the site and to grow a variety of crops to be processed and sold at the farm. Unfortunately, none of this will be possible if Measure B passes. So I'm here to ask you to please vote no on Measure B. And remember, Measure B has nothing to do with the shopping mall. Support real agriculture. Vote no on Measure B.
Paid for by Moore's Flour Mill.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
At 8:34, this portion of Free Fire Radio, brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold, went down there just this week. It's a great place. You'll get find some good magazines, the polite kind, but Guns and Ammo, Stereo Review, my kind of magazines. And they are excellent folks down there. Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. Check them out. They are proud sponsors of Free Fire Radio. And then one more little, well, it's not a little thing. We got a change in our weather coming up. We are going to have some spring-like conditions today and a high in the mid-70s. Then tonight, we got a chance of rain, not a whole lot of it, though. And those showers will continue through your Friday. Heading into the weekend, we're looking at some clear skies once again. 64 degrees in Reading right now. As always, this report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards out on Inwood Drive on the way to Shingletown. Beautiful place. Be sure to check them out. Now we throw it back to our guest host, Trish Clark.
And good morning. We've enjoyed being here with you this morning. We got about 25 minutes left in this show. And we were just talking about, and I've just lost my train of thought. What were we talking about
city
before? The city of Anderson, but we had a topic going.
We were talking about the Deschutes area a little bit and how the city's being proactive and helping some of its landowners right there around the highway try and draw business from I-5. I mean, we have to look at I-5 as a gift. It's bringing people through our town. Prior, if you were traveling north, you had to know to get off at 273. You couldn't see Walmart, the outlets, some of the other facilities right there. So with the new northbound off-ramp, that'll allow a site decision, if you will, as people who don't know the area, they see the outlets, they see Walmart, they see some of the things that are going to be coming along now with the property that's going to open up with the new northbound off-ramp. They'll be able to say, hey, let's get off here. Let's enjoy this town. Once we get them off, then we can show them how great Anderson
it's
is.
It's kind of like a second chance to get off.
You bet.
Well, and I think, you know, the really important thing to note is that we've got the bases there in the outlet store with the theater and Mary's Pizza there as kind of, if you will, already a destination point, which you're pulling people in and keeping that mall active as it goes through. What I kind of like, I think it's a transition. I think you also have the visitor center there, which is a great draw. Again, a lot of people don't know it's there until it's too late. So if we can build up that visual impact to let people know there is a visitor center, now you've got the RV stuff right there in Anderson, you've got all the possibilities to make a great destination point.
You bet. Well, and the Boot Barn kind of fulfills that, too. It's a little different than the normal outlet store, but it is a destination for people. There's not a lot of other choice in that arena. So come to the Boot Barn. See a movie and go to Mary's, and we're happy people. Buy a little gas before you leave. It'd be fantastic. But the other thing we're getting a lot of questions about, with the off-ramp comes a roundabout. And the real project is really about the new off-ramp. And it's been kind of marketed a lot as about the roundabout because it's new to the area. At least the concept is new. Roundabouts have been used forever in other areas. The reason for the roundabout, though. So between the I-5 structure and the railroad structure, there isn't the correct amount of room for a traffic signal. So for a traffic signal to operate down there correctly, you would have to actually widen the I-5 structures underneath. That's very cost prohibitive. The city doesn't have those kind of funds laying around. So that's why the roundabout comes around, no pun intended. But I think once people see it, once they use it once, they'll learn to enjoy it. People, you know, and they say, oh, what about the trucks and Wheelabrator and the commercial side back there? So if you come down the northbound off-ramp and you want to go back on Locust, there'll be a bypass. They'll never even get in the roundabout. So we've been planning this for a lot of years. It's been talked about forever. Well, we're going to bring it to you this summer and early next spring. So I think that's another good thing going on.
You know, another topic that I want to get into this morning is we get into these discussions as we're talking about developments at Knighton Road, in Oasis, and we always seem to get this pitch that somehow if Anderson does something good that brings in jobs, we're going to be pulling people from Reading. Or if the Oasis does it, somehow that's going to have a negative impact on everybody else. And I think a couple of things need to be taken into consideration. One is that in order for Shasta County, the whole entity, all of the entities within it, to be successful, all of the partners, all of three cities and the county need to be financially sound. And that means that there has to be sales tax revenue generated in each one of those jurisdictions. And we need to stop thinking that just because something good happens in Anderson or something good happens in Shasta Lake, that that's how somehow taking something away from the city of Reading. Or if something builds in the unincorporated area, oh, my God, that money is going somewhere that doesn't impact anybody, recognizing that any dollars spent by the county impact every citizen in Shasta County 85% of the time. So it isn't like we're any of us stealing from anybody else is my point.
You know, I was on the council when we did the Okshoke Annex. They came to the city, wanted to be annexed. And we went to the county. We had no problems whatsoever. You know, what was there, the sales tax-wise, was the county's. Something came in new was ours. Absolutely. I think, like Jeff said, I think we've had a great partnership with the county. And in this case with RTPA, which I happen to be Anderson's representative for that. But I think that we, what I see with the city of Anderson is we're not here to do what we can to you, but we're here to help you get to where you want to go.
Well, and we've got great, great emphasis all the time that I was involved with all of the agencies, and we've got great examples of different projects up and down the corridor. And again, I would just say that whole thing about a rising tide raises all boats. It means that happens in each one of the cities and the county, and when something good happens in any one of the jurisdictions, it's not a detriment to the other jurisdictions.
We always need to look at how do we make situations win-win and partnership so it's the best for the residents of Shasta County. And in Anderson's case, though, we're also a regional hub. We pull a lot from the South County area, from the west, and also a lot from the east. A lot of people come in on Deschutes Road from that east side. And so we're looking at that and how we can, you know, benefit everybody.
You know, I was in Walmart yesterday, and I saw two people from Shingletown in there.
Well, we've got a great Walmart store down there, and quite frankly, it's a whole lot easier to get off, come up to Deschutes, and get off at Walmart there than to do Dana Drive, if I might say.
Yeah.
You know, something else in Anderson that's new and exciting to us, next week is the next Tuesday, in fact, our new police chief starts, Mike Johnson. From a city side, that's going to stabilize our staff for a while. We'll have all of our vacancies filled. The police department's had a rough go over the last several years. Mike brings a wealth of experience. He's going to be a great leader and chief for our police department, and I look forward to him coming on staff and kind of solidifying that.
Well, and that's great. Actually, I understand that he comes from a community I own, which I'm familiar with. My son lives in Jackson. And we played soccer in Ione, so I'm kind of familiar with that little community, and it's just kind of a wide spot in the road. But
Mike went there as a chief from Eureka, and he's done a lot down there, and so we look forward to him bringing his experience up here.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Election, we can vote for more jobs, better public safety, and planning the right way. We can do this by voting yes on Measure A. Measure A will allow a new retail center at Knighton Road and I-5 to go forward. This project has been publicly and thoughtfully planned for years and will bring dramatic safety and traffic improvements to the area. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce supports Measure A because the retail business is still strong in Shasta County, and the project will create 1,600 jobs from managerial to entry level. Let's remember, with unemployment still over 14% in Shasta County, there are thousands of local residents who just want to get back to work.
Measure A will also generate new revenue for our sheriff's deputies and local schools. Join the Shasta Deputy Sheriff's Association and the Reading Record Searchlight. Vote yes on Measure A. It's about doing things the right way. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Jobs. Yes on Measure A. Build Knighton Retail Center. Sponsored and major funding by Hawkins Companies.
Behind every motorcycle is a story of the person who rides it. Why not let that be you? Reading Harley-Davidson is excited to announce that they are the first dealership in the North State to have the two newest 2012 motorcycles in the timeless Harley-Davidson lineup. Come in and see that all-new Softail Slim and the 72 XL 1200V model. And while you're there, meet the friendly, honest, and knowledgeable staff. Come in and see their 18,000-square-foot facility located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard at the north end of Reading, just off of I-5. And Reading Harley-Davidson is offering financing as low as 3.99% OAC. Get on your bike. Ride. Ride without a destination. As long as you have gas, you're never lost. Reading Harley-Davidson, located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. That's 241-7117. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
This portion of Free Fire Radio, brought to you by Reading Harley-Davidson, established in 1977 by David and Robin Wright. They're still involved with the business, a full range of accessories, service items, clothing, and collectibles. They're at 1268 Twin View Boulevard in Reading. Give them a call, 241-7117. Experience the ride, live the dream. Reading Harley-Davidson. Now back to Trish Clark on KCNR, the home of Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is Trish Clark, and we're kind of singing the praises of the little city to the south, Anderson, my home, and I'm real proud of that end of the county, and certainly that was part of the area that I represented on the Board of Supervisors so many years, and I'm just real proud of what we have in Anderson. And in the break, we were talking about some of the amenities that we have in the city of Anderson that a lot of people are just not aware of. And Norma, kind of sing some praises here.
Well, you know, when I came to the council in 1996, one of the first things we did was open the visitor center. And the next one was the senior center, which is a real asset, in my opinion, being a senior citizen. We had the skateboard park, and the latest, I think, has been the teen center. And most beautiful park in the whole country. You'd be surprised how many other entities, like from Reading, or, you know, come and have their picnics there, or their, well, like our Sierra Cascade Logging Conference. We have our picnic there when it's a kind of a wrap-up picnic. We're thankful that they came back to Anderson this last year, and it looks like that probably they're going to stay.
I think that the cooperation, and I have intimately been involved in each and every one of those projects, the skateboard park, certainly the senior center, and the teen center was a project that in cooperation with the county when I was on the Board of Supervisors. And it has been such a, well, it was a great job because I got to do really good stuff. And we were talking earlier, Norma, about the satisfaction that you get as an elected official when you look back and you can see. I get a real proud feeling when I walk around the city of Anderson and can look at the wonderful community that we've created. And that I was fortunate enough and honored enough to be a part of making some of that stuff happen. I was so tickled when they opened the skateboard park because I had met with those people and, gosh, been working on that forever, and they actually put my name on it.
Yeah.
And I walked over there and I thought, wow, that is really cool that you kind of once in a while get a little recognition, but that isn't why you do it. You do it because it's a fun thing to be a part of, having those great amenities within your community.
Yeah. You know, another thing that I was involved in was the New Sacramento River Bridge, North Street. I was RTPA, and that bridge was built with no local money in it.
That was the point when we went to the break, and I wanted to bring that in, because that was one of those being at the right place at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
When Governor Brown, it wasn't Governor Brown, it was, I forget who it was, the guy that had some legislation, and he was building a road out to an Indian thing, and in order to get that passed, he had to have a project in the northern part of the state. And we got a call from our legislators on a weekend saying, we need a project in the north state to fund. Call Pat Minturn. That was shelf ready. It was all the environmental had been done on it and what have you. We slapped that one down there on Monday morning, and that's how we got that bridge money. The last leg of what we'd been building. So you brought that up earlier, Jeff.
Well, it was just a great job by the county about being ready to take advantage of opportunities.
Exactly. And we'd always talked about liking to have that bridge, but none of us ever thought that we'd build a new bridge across the Sacramento River there in our lifetime. And what a gorgeous addition that is to the
South
County.
But, you know, one of the things, too, being on RTPA that we never discussed is that bridge, the old bridge, was the same capacity as that one in Minnesota that fell in. It didn't doesn't have the traffic that one did, but it was the same. You know, structure-wise, it was not really a safe bridge.
Absolutely.
But we never publicized that because people would have been scared to death of it. But I think it was, from my viewpoint, I've served on RTPA and RABA.
As I did, yeah.
For a long time, and that's where you do find some satisfaction. You know, we did when I was the chair, we did the Eureka Way project, and we did the Knighton Road project when I was the chair. So there's some of the places where I see the satisfaction of, you know, I got to be a part of that.
And it is fun. And I think that, I guess the point is that as I talk to the people, the younger people in our community, getting involved as a volunteer or serving on some of these boards and running for local office and what have you, while it can be absolutely frustrating, and it can be a real drain. It can also be, boy, I did it for 20-some years. Norma, you've been involved 16 years.
Yeah.
You get a lot of satisfaction out of it. I encourage those in the audience who have disagreements with the people who are in office to think about getting in there and making a difference. If you think you can do it better or make a difference in your community, it's certainly worth the effort.
You know, one of the things we have at Anderson, too, is that New Tech High School. Yesterday, I was one of the judges for the senior projects, and that school requires community service for those kids. Some of the kids put in 100 hours a year community service.
One of them is working with me over at the Frontier Senior Center, which is one of the best things I did as a county supervisor, and certainly one of the best things that it had in the South County.
In the city of Anderson.
And in the city of Anderson. And we have a student who's working with me building a web page for the Frontier Senior Center.
Fantastic.
We're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back for our last segment.
This is retired Assemblyman Stan Satham. For over 18 years, I fought for the Great North State against many threats, including state money grabs and LA's liberal influence over our legislature. I even authored a measure to separate the North State from Southern California so we could create our own independent state. We need an independent, conservative North State leader to fight for us, and that's why I'm supporting Rick Bassetti for Assembly. Rick will never support higher taxes, and he will bring new jobs to the North State, and most importantly, he stood up already against special interests by authoring sweeping pension reform for the city of Redding. He'll do the same in Sacramento. Join me, along with Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, former State Senator Maurice Johannesson, the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, the National Tax Limitation Committee, and hundreds of local small business owners, and vote Rick Bassetti on June 5th. So much is at risk.
I'm Rick Bassetti, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bassetti for Assembly 2012.
Make your dad's day extra special and treat him to the delicious meal that he deserves. Bring him to Elements inside Wind River Casino for Sunday brunch or our Father's Day dinner special on Sunday, June 17th. Super Dad Deals. Brunch includes a carving station with prime rib and pork loin, omelet station, freshly prepared waffles with an assortment of toppings, along with an array of delicious desserts and much more. Served from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. All you can eat for just $19.95. Let Dad and Mom sit back and relax on his special day. Father's Day dinner special. All you can eat prime rib, including salad, baked potato, or mashed potatoes with seasonal vegetable, only $15.95. From 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., price reflects River Club card price. While you're treating your dad to a great Father's Day meal in Elements, make it a day and try your hand at blackjack. Pull up a seat at the River's Edge Poker Room, play bingo, or spin the reels on your favorite slot machine. No one else in town offers this. A great meal, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Friday through Monday, it's the big Crown Motors Memorial Day Sell-a-thon at the Redding Convention Center. Save on hundreds of new and quality pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Hundreds of vehicles priced to sell, many of them still with their factory warranty. Bankers on site ready to finance. Incredible trade-in value. This is the car and truck savings event you can't miss. The big Crown Motors Memorial Day Sell-a-thon at the Redding Convention Center. Friday through Monday.
Ask yourself these two questions. How many vacant buildings do we have now? Do we really need more retail stores in this area? We have only one opportunity to grow. Let's grow wisely. Churn Creek Bottom is fighting a big war on Measure A and Measure B. They need your help. It's no way on Measure A, and it's clear to see it's yes siree on Measure B. The homeowners of Churn Creek Bottom don't have a lot of money to fight this battle, but what they do have is the truth. They're not a big out-of-state company. They're local homeowners fighting to protect and preserve prime farmland in Shasta County, paid for by the Churn Creek Bottom homeowners and friends.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Back down.
Oh, and welcome back. No, this is Trish Clark, and we've been talking City of Anderson this morning and having a great time. And we thought of a couple of other things we wanted to point out. Norma, we've got another grand opening coming up or a dedication here in the next week or so.
Well, we have in Anderson, maybe some people don't know, we have an airport in Anderson for model airplanes. And next Wednesday, Mike Hubert, which is a big part of that, also a big part of the community, he is hosting the Anderson Rotary Club, and we're going to have some demonstrations of the airplanes. We've had some complaints in the city across the river that the planes fly over there, and we took care of that real quick, at least I did, And we have that next Wednesday night. If anybody wants to come, it's the Rotary Club. You can pay for your own dinner if you want to come. I don't know exactly what we're going to have. But the other thing is Memorial Day at the Anderson Cemetery. We have what the veterans call the Avenue of Flags.
Now, if you have not been to that, you need to go. That is one of the most impressive Memorial Day services. It was my pleasure to speak at that for 20-some years, and I never miss it. It's just Carl Bott is going to be the guest speaker on Monday at 11 o'clock, and that is, if you haven't been to that Memorial Day celebration, you need to go.
You really need. Well, there's also one at the cemetery at 5 o'clock, I think, and then on the, is it the 31st? There's one at the Civic Auditorium.
Exactly. Yeah. But this one in Anderson with the Avenue of the Flags is really
fantastic event.
Yeah. Well, we'll let Jeff close them up.
Yeah, tell us. Okay, Jeff, we welcome you to the community. We've got about 3 minutes here. Any final thoughts that you've got for us about up-and-coming things in Anderson and how you feel about being a part of this great team?
Well, I think you've hit on a lot of things today, and what they reflect is we're not out there by ourselves. It's done with partnerships. You just talked about the little air park. That's that group coming in and improving that for the city and its citizens. We have not put money into that. They've done that as a club.
That's the whole history of that park.
You bet. And, you know, when you go to that park, maybe that's a good spot to close with. We have a little something for everyone, from flying an airplane to riding a horse to seeing a concert.
Disc golf.
We have one of the premier disc golfs. In fact, they're looking to expand, and we're working with them and other park users to see if there's an opportunity for them. You know, that park has 400 acres. A lot of it's owned by Fish and Game. But there's a little something for everyone in Anderson, and we hope people come down, whether you want to just walk by the river, enjoy the outlets. Just a lot of good things going on, a lot of good partnerships. Little things going on today. We'll be attending the American Public Works Association Awards, where we've won two awards in the Shasta branch. One is for our bike path. So recently we installed a non-motorized path from South Street clear down to the Anderson Marketplace. Very well-used path. We're looking to do more of that. In fact, we're meeting with the Buzz Loring Estate. So at the end of Balls Ferry, we're looking at punching a non-motorized pedestrian path through that property at the end of Balls Ferry right into Anderson River Park. Because right now, if you have to walk down Dotson or Rupert, there's not a great walking spot. You're right in with the traffic. So those are the kind of partnerships we're looking for and are establishing in Anderson. Even though the economy's down, there's still some ways to get there. The other award we're winning today is Veterans Walk of Honor on East Center Street, you know, built by the nonprofit. Great little thing for the city of Anderson. And with Memorial Day coming up, too, we need to recognize our veterans. So,
okay, and we have 1 minute left, and I just want to throw in that one of the things we talked about a little bit earlier is the Frontier Senior Center down in Anderson. That's a private nonprofit, but certainly would not exist without the tremendous cooperation that we received in doing that from the city of Anderson and the Park Rec Department and everybody involved, and remind everybody that there's always something really great happening in Anderson. First Sunday of every month, you can join us at the Frontier Senior Center for the breakfast and invite everybody to come down. And if you haven't been down to the Anderson River Park recently, we've got a great walking path down there, a great river trail, all of the wonderful things, the ballparks, everything going on. Thank you for joining us this morning, and miss a day, miss a lot, KCNR Radio, Free Fire Radio.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down, gonna stand my ground.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. It's tough to get a loan these days, but the banks do have money to lend. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
Bank earnings rose the first 3 months of this year to the highest level in nearly 5 years. The FDIC reporting U.S. banks raked in $35 billion between January and March, and two in three banks reported improved earnings. This is mortgage rates fall, a 30-year fix dipping to 3.78%, setting a new record low for the fourth consecutive week, also helping the housing sector. A better employment outlook, unemployment benefit applications falling slightly last week, leveling off after a spike in April, Lisa.
Jared, thanks. A U.S. message to governments worldwide on human rights.
We are watching and we are holding you accountable.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton just releasing an annual State Department report that, among other things, praises recent moves toward reform in Burma and notes the Arab Spring uprisings.
Today in Egypt, we...